joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 3-1 win over Cray in the League Cup. Alan, given that you mixed things around this evening in terms of the team selection, how pleasing was the result today?
All right, so we've just done okay. Nothing great shifts, but the lads who have come in have needed to have a good first team football. And, you know, Nick Nundell, Neil Lampton's come in, scored a goal. But he's been very frustrated. John Kirk come in, had a goal. I've got to be pleased with results, it's a results business, mate, but at times I thought we could have passed it a bit better. I thought we were sloppy at times. I didn't think we deserved to win 3-1, to be honest. But my end of the day, we've played games and all that. We should be the Crimpton Casuals game, a Mersey game, where I think we should have been a lot more like 2-3 and a lot we haven't been. So, you know, two good finishes. Little Lodgy done well for Bobby's goal, and Shahid was a good finish. So, yes, I'm pleased, but, you know, like I say, it's 4 wins out of 4, and that's good enough here, but not delighted with the performance, to be honest.
How big a part did Dean Lodge play after he came off the bench?
He done well, he done okay. He was late to the ground tonight, so I left him out. And he's come on and responded in the right way and done very well. Excited people, he excites. I think people are saying that we try to hit the ball long, but that's absolutely cobblers, because we've got players like him in and excite people to get at people. And I thought he'd done great for Bobby's goal, and I'm delighted with him. And you know, he's done well, yeah.
Up front this evening, you started with Danny Summers, and some people were a bit surprised that he started ahead of James Rose.
I don't know how James has come in, scored a goal, don't know, okay. Dan Summers played for Cobham the other day, scored 2 goals, was flying. Over the best week, I thought Dan was the best choice to play. If people are surprised at that, that's me. I'll be judged on that, to be honest. I'm surprised people are surprised, if you know what I mean, because I think Dan's done great for a young kid. And it's Rosie's turn on Wednesday. If Rosie does well, he'll stay. He'll stay. And if he doesn't, Dan will stay in. You know.
It was a good win tonight, but how high on your list of priorities is this competition?
You see, some people asked that before kick-off. I talked to the lads before kick-off, and that's why I left a few people out tonight. But the thing is, we're not big enough as a club yet, man. We're not. We're taking strides here and strides there, but we're not big enough to start saying, oh, we'll treat this cup competition differently. We want to win all games. We want to win on Wednesday night as well. Yes, there'll be a few youth team players coming into the team. I'm not knocking that, but we're good enough. They're doing excellent in the league. But yes, it's a massive priority to win games. We got knocked out the FA Cup, and we might get EFC Women in the next round. We might get Billy Ricky. Let's bring them on. You know, that's where we'll be judged. So, yes, all important.
So you think it will be a fairly different side this Wednesday?
It will be, yes. And then who's done the best in the next 2 games will play on Saturday, and because that's a massive one. Because what happened in the FA Cup, I felt guilty about that. It was our way of putting a bit of money back in the club, because obviously pay our wages are due, and then we'll let the club down a little bit there. So, you know, these cup competitions we do have a club, you know, obviously Mark Mimarka, a little bit of a bonus, if you like, about getting, you know, for the next round. So we will be going flat out on Saturday. And then Wednesday, yes, I'll have to change. I'll be daft enough to. A few younger lads will be coming in, but very talented young lads. And lads like Craig Wilson, who deserves his chance. So, yeah, great. Rosie will be there as well. So we'll see how things go.
The game on Wednesday is the London Senior Cup. Was it your decision and Mark Ham's decision to enter both the London and the Surrey Senior Cups?
Yes, it was, because we haven't got a league to play in the reserve, so I thought what would be good is get a cup competition for the lads, and we can play our stroke reserves. The lads who aren't getting in the first team wouldn't play them Wednesday night. So I asked them, we agreed on it, to be honest, so it's great. And if we beat them, we got Welland at home, who's a conference south side. So you can't get enough of games. People are making excuses and it'll put you off the league. That's cobblers, because, you know, I can play reserves, I could play the youth team, because he'll not be out of shape either. So the more games are better, and we'll just mix and match. But we know the main priority is trying to get out of this division. The second main priority is trying to do well in the trophy. But your other competitions, like I say, we are not big enough yet to start treating them lightly.
It was another home win tonight. We've won every game here this season. How confident are the players that we can take on anyone here at Kings Meadow?
Well, they take it well. I've had a bit of a go at them again in the dressing room, and, you know, things aren't quite, you know, great tonight. But they take it, man. We ran and ran and ran on first night, and we've done the same on Saturday. And they take it, they do well, and they're listening. You know, there's nobody shouting the odds in the dressing room. Yes, we've won 4-4, brilliant, but we've still got a long way to go, and I'll make sure we celebrate if we like this in May.